Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, Thankful Tuesday. We're in Jeremiah chapter 23. The title is Righteous Branch. Remember, we're talking about the prophetic books where God's people are being warned of the consequences of their sin. But there's also this hope that is held out for restoration, therefore the righteous branch who is coming. These passages point forward to the Messiah who is to come, who will deliver the people. We're not going to read all of Jeremiah 23, but we'll read, probably half of it. The first part is about how the shepherds were not doing their job to shepherd the people. And so God says, I'm coming to shepherd the people myself through his righteous branch. And then it talks about the people, the prophets, misusing their power for their own evil course of action and to unjustly gain. And so I want us to think about all that we've been given from the Lord and just take some inventory of ourselves. Are we walking down a path of righteousness? Are we using what God has given us for his kingdom? Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. So then, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where they had been banished. Then they will live in their own land. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, and all my bones tremble. I'm like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine, because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Both prophets and priests are godless. Even in my temple, I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore, their path will become slippery. They will be banished to darkness, and there they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year they are punished, declares the Lord. Now I'm going to skip down to verse 16 and read through verse 24. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they have stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here, I want to go back to verse 10 again. It says, the prophets follow an evil course and they use their power unjustly. As we contemplate this passage, I want you to ask yourself, are you using the power and prominence that the Lord has given you for your own benefit? Or are you using it so that God would be glorified in our humility and our yielding of his gifts for us, for the church, and for the lives of others? And then one way that we can apply this passage is to say, am I retreating from life long enough to consider which path I am on? In verse 18, Jeremiah is talking about the prophets and how they're telling people what their ears want to hear. But he says this, but which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? So we have to ask ourselves, are we retreating from life long enough to consider which path we are on? Are we on a course of our own making, or are we on a path which God has laid out for us? Okay, this is Thankful Tuesday, so I want you to think about person, place, thing, and attribute of God today, but I want to give us a little bit more. So I want you to thank God for a spiritual sister or brother, someone who really encourages you in the faith, and then a place where you see God's heart on display, maybe his beauty in creation, or a place where you feel God's presence. And then a thing, something like your Bible or a resource that you find helpful, or maybe even a quiet space in your house where you can meet with the Lord and thank God for that. And then for the attribute of God, I think we look to this passage. We see God as the one who sends his shepherds, who is the shepherd, who sends Christ, the righteous one. And then also, we thank him for the fact that he reveals himself to us. He doesn't stay hidden. He reveals his word spoken to us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for being the kind of God who comes down into human history as the righteous branch. And we thank you, Lord, that if we come to you, you will reveal to us your character. And we thank you, Lord, for the written scriptures where you have revealed yourself to us. We want to take a moment to thank you for a spiritual brother or sister. We also give you praise for a place where we see your heart and your design on display. Thank you, Lord, for a thing that you have given us that helps us to grow in our faith. And thank you, Lord, for all those that are listening today. Lord, would you be near to them? Would you shepherd them? Would you lead them in paths of righteousness for your name's sake? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.